the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
If you love Ozzy, listen up. An interactive Ozzy Osbourne avatar is in the works, according to Sharon Osbourne. She says, quote, you can ask Ozzy anything, and he will answer you in his own voice. Don't like it?
Well, I can't believe you just said Ozzy. Because that's what we used to say when we would intercept the ball.
Ozzy, 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 oi, oi, oi.
When you heard Ozzy, it means turn around and block.
I don't know. That seems like a grab to me. But, I mean, also, I'm the person that can't, like, go and do the animated pictures of, like, you know, dead family members the way people do it. I don't want to see that.
No, really? You got to move on at some point, right?
Yeah.
Some of it's nice, you know. I agree with you, though. It's hard for me to look at pictures.
I can look at them. Like I just don't want to animate them.
Like, do you look cross-eyed when you see a picture?
No, it makes me cry, like my brother, because it's just very sad. But, I mean, people mourn differently, so I'm not judging her. If she wants to do that for her family member, that's great.
Say, Ozzy, let me ask you something. Did your house smell as bad as it looked on TV? That's the question I have.
Like,
do you, if you allow your pets to urine and poo in your house all the time, like they did, do you become unaware that your house smells like piss? Like, do you not realize it? Like, I'm talking like to the residents of New Orleans as well. Do you not smell it in the air?
Like, it just seeps in, right?
I guess.
I think that's all the French Quarter smells like.
But I think everybody's, like, your house has a smell to it, especially if you go on vacation and you come back and you're like, is this a week of being closed up, or is this what it's like all the time?
If you have a cat, it smells. Mm. You try to get rid of that cat.
Somebody take a whiz and the wax melted?
Yeah. My cat's been really good. Like, he's almost like a dog. He's going outside.
Really?
It's very strange. Like, he's not used.
If it starts hissing his leg, and then you got something to worry about.
Well, he shouldn't, because I got him cut off. He's fixed.
Jeez.
You ever go behind it and scare it and go, meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow. No, he's awesome.
He's a dog. He's a
what? What are you, kitty?
What is the cat's name?
Elvis.
Oh, yes.
Hey, could you give me some food? I'm damn hungry over here.
That's him. Wow, 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 wow.
Hey, did you see the truck in Chattanooga yesterday that tipped over?
Oh, yes. Dude, you have it on screen. Share this to
page.
Oh, no.
This was on, I believe, 24 when it happened.
Oh, go back.
Look to the left.
Hydroplaning, man.
The sucker comes in hot. Boom!
Like,
oh, my God. Did he die?
Immediately caught fire and just smashed that other car into the barrier.
Oh. Right near 4th Avenue exit. And look, the car beside him got...
Yeah, that's the one that took the brunt of it. Like, that is a huge... I don't even want to guess how much that weighed. So people think, oh, it's a heavy truck. I won't hydroplane.
I hope that person survived.
I would have walked and got some Crystal sandwiches, personally.
You wouldn't have walked.
Let me get out of the truck real quick. Get some crystal.
My God.
Yeah, that's awful. That's awful.
God bless.
I think everybody survived. I have to get some details here, but I saw the video. I was like, oh no. It says no one was hurt in the crash.
You know who that's posts amazing. Good crash videos? And not in like a whatever way. Oh, Rob Inario's Instagram.
Oh, yeah, he's got good stuff.
He's got some crazy, like the guy, the drunk driver yesterday. Of course, he's going to be drunk driving near where there's an exotic car expo.
Oh, no.
So he crashes into all these Lambos and stuff. Just
God, just to do it on purpose?
I don't know. He's just drunk in a Dodge Ram.
Oh, just my gosh.
Pummeled through these cars.
You know, Rob is really good at personal injury. It's one of his expertise.
Yes.
I'm not supposed to tell anybody this, but I ran over a midget and killed him. And I hurt my neck in the process. I went to callrob.com and we sued the midget estate and I got paid for my injuries.
Yeah. So. But he only got half of what he would have normally gotten.
And he's not supposed to say the M word.
I know, dang it, but.
Magistrate.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, did you really know that Americans get more half of their calories from.
Didn't knock your front end out of line.
It did my camber.
Processed foods.
Shout out Ultra Processed Foods.
I try not to do that. I'm trying to get rid of all, but you don't realize how much salt and how much crap you eat in a regular.
If you see me in person, you can ask me this. I will not say it on the air, but there is a place, y'all have heard me talk about it all week. There is a restaurant that I will not go eat at anymore.
You told me.
Oh, please write it down. Oh, really? Now, no. What if they promised you they'd change it up?
I don't care. It's one of those things where everybody knew something. Something's different. Oh, you added 4 new ingredients to the seasoning. Oh, and one of them's made from petroleum?
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, I will not.
How is that approved from the FDA? That's not even something.
Well, that organization itself
is bought and sold, man. It's wild. And then you go look at the hierarchy or the family tree of who owns what restaurants now, and literally it's like 4 companies own all the restaurants. That's why, like, we talk about those 15-minute towns. Like, that's what they wanted. They wanted every exit to look exactly the same, so no one left.
I try to hit them all too on the way home.
Hey, you do. You ran through a freaking Chipotle yesterday.
I eat this Cracker Barrel because it's on the way.
Yep.
And I'm like, damn, there's one in Powdersville I forgot about, so I got to eat that one.
Well, he goes on the food tour.
Yep.
And there's a Burger King beside a Powdersville Cracker Barrel, and I'm like, I got to eat there too.
What do you eat there?
You got to probably just like a double cheeseburger, mm-hmm. all cheese. Now, if I want to go crispy nuggets, I get the 8-piece.
Do you? I like King the fries. Impossible veggie
You'd
burger.
You'd be a good person to ask. I told Mrs. X an idea that I had yesterday. Bacon, egg, and cheeseburgers. It's a bacon, egg, and cheeseburger on biscuit.
I'm pretty sure they do that.
Oh, crap.
That's a lot of food.
I think legit Hardee's
bacon,
was doing
egg,
it for a little bit.
Bacon, egg, and cheeseburger?
Yes.
I think Hardee's was doing it. Look
Damn,
that up.
All
I'm
going to
look it up.
They did something similar.
I know. If they're doing breakfast burritos, I'm sure somebody did that already.
So this report from Duke University says that more than half of the calories American adults eat now come from these ultra-processed foods. And kids, it's even higher. So you got to watch what you're feeding your children.
Let me tell you this. Now, did I cut you off?
No, that's okay.
Okay. Because he laughed. He likes to.
Well, there's a gay guy on TV holding a dog. It's kind of caught my attention.
Oh, you don't know. Okay, yes, he is gay. He just kissed a man on the lips.
Or the dog's
gay. It might
gay.
Be his son.
Is the dog
Anybody?
Gay?
Might
be.
Anyway. I don't know.
His arm is close to his gimmick. But
quit, anyway. Man.
Okay, well, you're saying
put
that.
Your finger down.
I didn't get to say it. I didn't. He distracted me from being distracted. What I was saying. What was I talking about? Please.
You're talking about bacon, egg, and cheese, biscuits.
Yeah, went past that.
Well, let me say what the biggest offenders in your food, and I'll just get this done. Chips, packaged breads, sugary cereals, flavored yogurt, sodas, processed meats, and frozen meals. If you have a kid, you feed a lot of that to your children.
You do. Okay, so here's what it was. I talk a lot of crap about England and like how they're like losing their country and all this awful stuff.
Yeah.
But when it comes to what they allow people to eat, they treat their people better than we do.
Mm-hmm.
The food dyes that we use are literally the cancer-causing agents.
Guess who's
the
trying to clean that up?
RFKJ.
Yeah.
And it's the I say caramel. Some people say caramel. It's the caramel coloring. It's the red and the yellow and the red, yellow, and orange coloring. So, for instance, and I'm not calling any particular one out, but let's say after you had a workout and you wanted to get your thirst quenched, you might buy a bottle of this. We use several different chemicals to make that orange color. Do you know what they use in European countries?
Vegetable dyes.
They use vegetable dyes. They use carrots.
Mm-hmm.
They use actual oranges. They use the real stuff. Anything green over there is made with vegetable. You get some of that, you know, them cheap green Kool-Aid little bottles you'd buy when your kids are like 10 for a dollar or whatever.
Yep.
That's nothing but like literally cancer in a bottle.
So now RFK is working, if I remember correctly, to get these vegetable dyes approved. And the other ones kicked out because they were the only ones approved for the longest time.
But again, we are a nation and we all know it, yet we do nothing. And I don't know what you can do, but we're in a nation where we can say the oil industry runs all, but it is big pharma that runs all because it goes, all that goes down. I just told you that there's a restaurant that's using petroleum as a seasoning now. Like, it's literally from petroleum.
Anybody, any company,
and plastics
can get a corroborated story, or excuse me, study to the FDA, and that's good enough for them.
Yeah,
it's like, well, you spend time on R&D, okay, it's approved.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about cosmetics and things that carmine, the red color and dye in some lipsticks, it's crushed beetles.
Well, that's but that's probably healthier than coloring.
Do you really want that on your lips?
I wouldn't want any lipstick on my lips unless it's coming from Mrs. X's lips.
Oh, look at that. Nice.
So I always look to see if that's in any of the products.
I'd say that.
And I will not put that on my lips.
Yeah.
Do you tell people, though, if they come to?
No. Because I work for a company that doesn't do that.
See, that's the conflict. Do you educate the people? Or do you take their
money?
If
they ask me a question,
this tastes like beets. You don't say anything.
Okay, so this one lady says, beetles. Is it hypoallergenic? And I said, being an esthetician, you can have an allergic reaction to anything.
Yeah.
That's why we pre-test before we put anything on.
That is true. Stuff you don't even know. Like, a guy's wife that bought some of my products found out she's allergic to sandalwood. She had no clue.
What?
Until he bought my beard oil.
So would you
I had
say,
no clue. She was allergic to sandalwood.
And you
did her private swell up?
No, it didn't. It didn't catch her there. Made her neck bumpy.
Wrong beard. You say hypoallergenic, that would be something that it would be labeled from, I would say, your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And
some people think certain breeds of dogs are hypoallergenic or whatever.
Well, I think they shed less, so that would cause less.
I think those people are a little off in the head.
During this re-premiere, I'm going to go take a shed. Okay. Good morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Raddest Guys Morning Show.
I hate breaks. I really do. I wish I could just...
I hate when I'm watching them, but like when I'm here, I kind of like them.
Well, but I'm talking about the continuation of talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we continue talking here, and then you know, sorry, guys, that's just the way it is.
But we were good about not talking a whole lot about this one off the air.
Talk about something else.
Kind of save it.
So, Paige, again, I ask you.
No, that was,
If you could freeze, the day and time doesn't matter, but if you could freeze time, let's say it's now.
Uh-huh.
You freeze time, and I don't know how long it stays frozen. What would you do? Hi, I'm John Quinones.
Now, this is open-ended. It could be anything.
I could go anywhere I wanted to go.
You could do anything.
And how long do I have?
Again, you do not listen well.
I'm just saying, hypothetically.
You got more degrees than a thermometer, woman.
You freeze time so it stays as long as I want.
Yeah, I mean, well, not forever, because then that would be, let's say you get an hour.
An hour?
This is taking a Cher song and now turn it into 34 minutes.
Other than the nap.
That's what it was.
I think I'd go eat breakfast.
Well, you're not getting the point. You're not getting the point.
Oh, this is great. These answers are...
Unless that's your bougie answer. I hate eating breakfast with so many people around.
Now, look, you realize what the starting point's all right. You can go any time in the past. Probably go to the future if you want to even do that.
Where would I go?
Marty! All right. Any event, you could do anything.
I would eat breakfast in Paris.
What is
that? Dang it. Oh!
If you froze it, the dude making your crepes in the kitchen's going to stop. You're going to have to go in there and cook it yourself.
I'll do it.
That is dumb.
Well, you can
of
do
all the things in the world.
You can do anything.
Like, you imagine if Elon did a thing. We discovered time travel, and one lucky person is going to do it. Oh, it goes to at page 933 WTPT 933 hashtag Laskowski. You won. What would you like to do?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to Paris and have breakfast.
Hey, bro, I can get myself too. I don't care. Okay,
you could do anything you want to. No one would know.
So you want me to do something nefarious.
I want you to do what... I think that's your heart. That shows you as a person. And that's a very big compliment I give.
Would you settle for a biscuit in La France?
Of anything you could do, and you would have breakfast. That's... I believe you, too.
Yeah.
You have no darkness inside of you.
But if you had to think...
Where's Charlie Murphy?
Charlie Murphy. There's a better answer.
Yes. Yeah. I would rob a bank.
Dude,
I would never think
that was exactly what I was going to say. That was one of the things I was going to say.
I would rob a bank, and I would do my research, find out which one would be the best one to rob. It wouldn't be Fort Knox because there's nothing there.
Let people out of jail.
No.
Plus, it would have to like be from a certain spot in the bank, because I had a teller tell me once that they got knocked off. It was a bank on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Yeah.
And they saw the die packs go off and the guy was going down the road. And sometimes they still got some of that money back.
Oh, I've seen bank robbery money before. They're supposed to burn it, but I've seen some.
Oh, yeah, because it's got ink or whatever on it.
So not only is time frozen, like everybody's frozen.
Okay, can I have breakfast after I rob the bank?
No, I wouldn't think of stealing, though.
I'd
go pet a leopard.
What? You'd buy skin and make a pair of breeches out of it, knowing you.
No.
It would have to be paused. Well, would you do that if you knew you could get away with it?
Yes.
Use real animal fur for your pants.
I'd go lay down with them and cuddle with them.
Well, hang on a second. This is kind of turned weird.
It's turning into bestiality.
No. God almighty.
Why is it always like...
I told you I was a cougar.
Turned into a banner ad now.
I'm a cougar that wants to be with a Black Panther. Not like that, though. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'd go play with the giraffes.
When I put my fist in the air, it's holding some food. I'd go
pet them because they could move.
God, robbing a bank is a good one. That's exactly what I was going to do.
She would be sitting there eating croissants, petting a damn tiger. I love frozen time.
Now, here's the other thing. When time unfreezes, they're going to notice what happened.
Right.
It's not like it didn't happen, just time froze.
Yes, but you are moving at the speed of light, so it won't show up on any security.
Okay, so it has to be untraceable. If we rob the bank...
Even the flock cameras won't work.
We got to take the money that's out of circulation that nobody's looking for. Everything in the bank's accounted for and marked.
I mean, if you took the money and you gave it to people that didn't have it, I would say yes.
So, that's a very valid point. Stealing cash is not... wise to do,
because whatever happens, you're going to pay for that later on. Whatever thing, karma.
And if you did some kind of digital thing, that paper trail would exist. If time froze, though, I'm thinking from a movie.
Yeah, would we? You could just do one thing, right? So we're robbing the bank, but we're not trying to go stop any historical event that happened. You're not going to step in front of JFK and take that bullet for him?
Hell no.
I'd appreciate it if you did.
How would I step in front of him in a moving car?
Well, you got to get in it. That's the thing. It's paused.
You see,
the car's paused.
There's the fat kid takes off across Dealey Plaza trying to run. Slow down, limousine.
Yes.
Now, Kennedy's...
I run a 10-second 40.
Kennedy's paused, but his eyes are moving. And he's thinking, who's this fat kid going down the grassy knoll here?
It's like a young Fidel Castro running across.
Oh, no.
Who's this little fat redneck kid with a high top, the ass mole, I think.
It's the Bay of Pig.
You'd go stop the Guidestones from being destroyed.
Oh, I would like to go back and see how that happened.
Or there is video of it.
Let me put you right here. Stand right there and don't move, you little kid.
I know. I would change some scores in a football game or something.
God, now look. She's going back to Candlestick Park or whatever. She's climbing up the scoreboard.
She's turning into Biff.
Now, when they unfreeze, Joe Montana's like, I just threw 3 effing touchdowns. How do we have 3 points?
It's like, winner,
what the
winner.
Hell just happened?
You know, there's 1-point things at the end where there's just...
Right.
You feel like you'd say something like, "I'd go back, to the Last Supper, and I'd rub my boobs all over the food, and then I would just disappear."
I'd steal Judas's.
No, I wouldn't.
I'd steal Judas's silver and give it back to Jesus. Say, "Ha ha, you're an Indian giver." Oops.
Karma would get you. I would not. Yeah.
You're a Corinthian giver. I don't know what they would have called an Indian back then. I don't know if they knew of them.
I would tell Eve, "Don't eat it."
You talk about the apple?
Yeah.
All right. You could freeze time, Paige. What would you do? I'd go have breakfast.
I'd go pet a leopard.
I'd go lay down and cuddle with a leopard in Paris.
Anything at all.
But then...
Those are dreams.
Off there, if you send Paige a message, a lot of times she'll share it with us. And not the message, but just talk about it or whatever. And
yep.
Somebody's being a hater online.
She'll vent.
And
haters make me greater.
That dark side of her came out, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Jeez.
What did I say?
She just ranted on the
one
guy.
You said mother F his mother.
Yeah. You told him to go get his own show. Get out of his mom's basement. Then you said, it's time for dinner, my 40-year-old
you
son.
40-year-old loser. Like, what? God. I mean, hell. Wow. That's offensive to me because I am way over that.
You're in the club. Yeah. I wasn't talking to you.
I'm nifty. I'm not lordy. I'm nifty.
She said, why don't you go get a show nobody will give an F about?
As I know, like, strong.
Well, because they were saying something bad about you guys, and I didn't think that was nice. I think you're funny. You make me laugh all day long, and I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Honestly.
Your Instagram does the same for me. Yesterday, you had tentacles coming out of your eyeballs, and it...
She did ask the stupidest question earlier. I got to give you credit for.
What was the stupidest?
When you said, do you want me to make my boobs smaller? I'm like, what?
Yes.
Kind of R-worded question
I
is that?
I did. I have
wrong.
To.
Ridiculous. That's a W.
Damn it. All right, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Yeah,
I don't know
because
how.
People are saying that our answers of robbing a bank are lame. Like, what do y'all want to do? Like,
why is that lame?
Somebody said, go pants Trump. You're kind of gay then, if that's
you
a
really
man
are.
That said that.
Plus, are you pantsing him from the front or the back?
Probably, yes. You go to motorboat his bottom of his stomach.
Okay, dude,
I don't want to see
first.
That. I'm sorry. Please don't.
Yeah, you're having breakfast with a cougar right now or whatever.
Yeah, that's
a leopard.
Now, under the guys, everybody's frozen.
A leopard.
Aren't there? And this is not a specific or Pacific person, by the way. Everybody's frozen when you go back to wherever. I mean, there might be some people you kind of curious about, you know, how stuff's looking, right?
God.
So you might, now look, I don't know if it's like technically illegal because they're paused and it's not really assault, but.
But it is.
I mean, like if you, like you pull a shirt and kind of take a peek at somebody, you just, like it's not, isn't that bad, first off?
Yeah.
Everybody's frozen. Now, they're not going to know what happened because...
That's true. It won't affect them, like, mentally, like, with PTSD or anything like that.
Plus, you're not rearranging, like, clothes or whatever. You just kind of...
And you're not, like, you know, thumping the melon like you would in a produce stand. You're not going up...
I'm doing that in private time.
Well...
But you know, you just kind of want
to... I can't say that I would really think that you would just take a peek.
I wouldn't do anything to, you know, that would physically hurt anybody.
Right.
Because again, the ramifications when time unfreezes, you know, they're gonna be like, oh, why do I just suddenly hurt for some reason? It's like the joke when you wake up and your backside hurts.
Oh yeah.
And there are beer bottles lying everywhere.
Right.
But you're not drunk.
You're bleeding from the buttocks.
That whole setup from back in the day.
Yeah.
So you just
that was
kinda
a song by Ray Charles from the '50s, bleeding from the buttocks.
You just kinda look like I wonder what the you know, so-and-so's butt looks like. So it's kind of, you know.
Yeah. I still would imagine, Rob, if you're listening, in some kind of
Rob,
time court.
He would have to defend this, too. He just would.
Well, okay, here's a further question, then, to make this silly thing even sillier. God is still watching. You can't freeze that.
Yeah,
so now I have to think, like, now I need to do something that saves humanity.
But what would that be?
But here's the thing. Maybe that's a test. Maybe I would say nothing. And then the Kazam Sinbad Shaq figure would say, he would then reveal himself as God, Morgan Freeman. And he'd say, you passed the test, Matt Man, because nobody should play God.
Hello, the Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
They're badass.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on the 22nd of May. Happy birthday.
Oh. Suck it.
Hey, suck it Friday. She did it, too. Just like she always does.
We got some ready for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot.
You always are.
Yeah, you are. Do I still have that, or did that get replaced?
I think you overwrote it.
Yeah.
We got rid of it.
Son of a...
Delete.
You
can tell what
to do. You got replaced with Prissy.
Yeah, and this one.
Say yeah!
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
No music for this fella, but we'll start with him. He's probably the greatest male tennis player active right now.
Oh.
Of the big three, he's the one that's left. You know, Rafa retired. Federer retired.
Federer.
So that leaves one more.
You say that so well.
Yes.
Roger Federer.
Give me his initials.
ND. He's good buddies with the Joker from NBA fam. He's the Serbian stud, they call him.
I have no idea.
Novak Djokovic.
Oh, that dude.
So, definitely the greatest male tennis player right now.
Really?
Oh,
how
yeah.
fast is he?
Well, it's like they were all different. Like, you know, Rafa was a great clay court player. Great doubles player, too.
If somebody said, who's the best soccer player right now, who would you say? Oh. Somebody told me about a guy the other day, and I was like, I had never heard of him before in my life, and I started looking up. I'm like, good God, he's like Pele great.
You know what? I can't keep up with soccer. Just like there's this kid, I think, in Australia, who's supposed to be faster than Usain Bolt, and he's 18.
Wow, running?
Yeah. What's that sucker's name, man? Soccer, like...
The soccer player's name is Lamine Yamal.
Is he the 18-year-old kid?
He's very young, but he's not from wherever you said.
What's this sucker? I'm probably saying it wrong. Gout Gout, or is it Go-Go? That's the runner.
You're a sports guy.
G-O-U-T, G-O-U-T.
Does he have the beat?
Like, this kid is, like, way fast.
By the Go-Go's.
Maybe it is Go-Go.
Anyway, how old is that tennis player? 39?
35. He is 39 years old.
Jesus.
I knew you knew the Joker, the tennis
player. I thought he was a basketball player.
That's the other Joker.
Oh. What? But I don't know. I don't know. What?
Are you okay?
That's a huge effing name in sports.
Give me back your
man card. What do you do when you go home?
It's like man.
Anyway.
Squall.
It's not his forte.
What about, you'll know who this person is, because she's very angry. Known to throwing stuff at people,
Tara from WYRD.
Well, besides, it's not her birthday.
Oh.
Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, she's not allegedly nice to her.
I would love to know staff. How much money she's worth.
Well, I can maybe look that up for you.
It's got to be a lot. She's a notable name, right?
She used to be.
All she has to do is walk around.
I mean, she was one of the...
I mean, we can agree, right? Like, this not work.
80 million.
God almighty.
What? Being a
model.
Like, it's a lot of work.
You walk back and forth.
It's
and
not
change
just
clothes.
That. You're out at
That's exactly
all
what it
hours
is.
Of the time doing a photo shoot.
Okay. Big damn deal.
No, like you walk. I love when people say, let's work together.
Okay,
let's...
you walk on high heels and feel how it is.
Are the dudes doing that too?
But people do it every day and like walk up and down roads. Like they're walking a runway. They're not even putting on their own makeup or clothes.
No, you can't call it work if you're sitting there and somebody's taking a picture of you.
Okay.
Like you throw a leg up into a pose, but like, you know, let's work together.
Is it as hard as some jobs? No. I'll give you that.
No, not at all.
Give me a free lunch. I'll take it.
I bet you she's 51.
Okay, 52.
Oh, close. 56 years old. Can you believe it? Doesn't seem like she'd be that old. Now we got some music for you. For your ass. This is his biggest.
It's not a TV show.
No, it was his biggest solo hit is this song. He was in two groups, actually.
Bobby Brown.
Close. Same group. If you had to guess, the second guess.
Belle Biv DeVoe?
No. He was also in New Edition, but he was also in LSG.
Oh, Johnny Gill.
Johnny Gill's birthday. LSG
God, is
was...
he related to Kendall?
Yeah, one of them might be. You talk about Jenner? You had Gerald LaVert, Keith Sweat, and Johnny Gill was LSG.
Yeah.
New Edition, obviously. And Rub You the Right Way.
Big one?
Yeah.
Big. 60.
59.
Rub you the right way.
60.
He is 60 years old, Johnny Gill. Now, that was all for Friday today. We're going to Saturday birthdays.
All right.
I got some music for you. Hey, my damn mouse. Daryl? We have an unnamed intern. Well, he's named, but you don't see him. He's Daryl.
You know, Man Bun cut his hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Saw it. Oh, yeah. I saw it the other day.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, dude, that is like the best move.
Then I recognized him again. We were in the bathroom. And,
yeah.
You know, woof. Thought I was going to pass out.
Yeah. His wife makes some awful food.
Smells like it. It's going to be Jewel's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, Jewel.
Jewel Kilcher. She was with Charlie Whitehurst for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty.
Yeah, he's still good looking.
Okay, we're on Saturday, so it's a different time. 54.
Saturday, Jewel will be 52 years old. Still looks great.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Remember, what was the documentary we watched about Woodstock, and they kept yelling for her to
show her blanks?
Yeah. Boobs, not the...
Show your boobs.
That's not nice.
Not the down there.
Well, she only has the one.
This is Final Jeopardy.
Alex. Oh, no.
Heavenly?
Sean Connery.
Not a Heavenly. Ken Jennings.
Oh.
Will have a birthday tomorrow. The host of Jeopardy. Though I feel when somebody gets close to his record, that's when they bring in the ringers to knock him down. That's what I think happened to Jamie Dean.
I still say that if you're the champion, you should be able to be the new host. And that's how they pick the host.
Well, I mean, well, if they have personality.
You know Colin Jost says Pop Culture Jeopardy?
I saw an ad for that the other day. I don't know how that would be.
I think it's a Netflix thing, maybe. I would like to watch it. I'm trying to go on it, maybe. You got to go in pairs. You go in teams.
Oh, okay.
You can go together.
I've won in a watermelon before. Never a pair, though. I'll try that.
I like pairs.
Ken Jennings, 61.
Okay, sounds good.
Ken Jennings will also be 52 years old.
God,
we on Saturday.
He looks older than that.
Same day, same year as Jewel. Another birthday Saturday. You'll know when the chorus hits. TV show theme.
Drew Carey.
Drew Carey. I could have played Price is Right, but why would I?
Well, he is a guy who always relied on other people to get over.
Yeah. I know he was a Marine. His path to stardom was really kind of unexpected.
Really?
He was a Marine, then I guess decided he wanted to do stand-up, and they gave him a show.
Yeah. I did not know he was a Marine veteran. Holy moly, that's wild. Drew Carey, big one?
No. Surprising, though.
57.
58.
He is in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Dubba-dubba.
68. He's going to be Saturday. Wow.
WWE put out a new, or Topps put out a new WWE set, and they did Hall of Famers.
Dude, I want to go see if I can get one.
Well, they put all Hall of Famers in there this year. So you got a Pete Rose WWE card. You've got a Floyd Mayweather. You got a Rob Gronkowski. All these.
Like Gronk.
Yeah, man. Signed? It's cool. They may, probably because it's Fanatics now.
I'm going to have to go see a certain bald gentleman that.
This is Falcon Crest.
This is Dynasty.
Oh, foot.
Gosh, Dynasty.
How could you?
For the legends.
Your mother would be shocked.
A show that I was forced to watch.
Oh, my mom, too.
Unless I wanted to go to another room.
The legend, Joan Collins.
Oh, man.
Has a birthday tomorrow.
Pretty lady.
Real, like you think of her as like real classic star.
80... I'm being led to the year to the number 84.
83.
93 she's going to be on Saturday. Wow. 93 years old, man.
Wow.
Also, Marvison Hagler would have had a birthday Saturday.
Marvis is Marvis Hagler.
We lost him in 2021.
Happy heavenly.
I got some Sunday birthdays for you. Some big ones, to be honest.
You can do Mondays, too, if you'd like.
Well. There ain't really any big ones.
Oh.
We'll start with this fella right here. This was his song, Guilty as Charged.
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. Dewey Cox.
Talking about him earlier this week. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Talking about celebrities that want to be secretly be musicians. 60.
He was also Wack-It Ralph.
Wreck-It. 62.
63.
Oh, you were almost there. 61 years old.
Ugh. For gotta John C. Reilly. I got to get one. Jeez, Louise.
Okay, Elvis is dead.
Yep.
Is his birthday? Yes.
Nope.
Okay, that's because his birthday's in August, I thought. I'm going to set my soul on fire.
And Margaret, is she still alive?
No.
Priscilla.
Well, she's still alive. It's Priscilla's birthday Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Viva.
She's your friend now, isn't she?
Is that me? Viva.
I met her one time.
She's your friend.
She's your friend. I don't know if she was 83 when I met her, if she was 82 and almost 83. But the year 80, the number 83 is stuck there, so I'm going to go with it. I'm going to trust its gut this time.
All right, 83.
Okay. She's going to be 81 Sunday. Also.
Well, no wonder she walked away. I said, hey, happy 83rd birthday.
I saw that this gentleman's son's coming to town soon.
Jacob Dylan.
Yeah, the Wallflower is going to be at the Foundry coming up.
Wow.
They're going to play it's the album anniversary of Bringing Down the Horse. They're going to play the whole album.
Did he do another one? I guess it's one of those guys that got in, made a lot, and then just seemed to kind of like.
Yeah, that was their biggest, but they did some stuff here or there.
That's one that I do not get. I get he's a great songwriter. This doesn't sound good to me.
Yeah, I couldn't sing, but could tell a story.
Also could play a harmonica with no hands. So big one. He's a guy that on video, non-AI video, admitted that he sold his soul to the devil. Like, he admitted that.
I would not have admitted that.
Even if you didn't really do it, like, why would you say it? He said it. He straight up, I think it was on like 2020 or something.
Is that age where he's too honest, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it was just metaphorically.
It's like Buzz Aldrin now. Like, he's getting kind of senile, I guess, and he's going to like speak to people, and when they're asking him questions, he's like being.
Just start punching everybody?
No. Like, there was this little kid, and she asked him, she's like, do you think you will ever go back to the moon? He's like, and he's, you know, I don't know how old he is now, probably 90s. And he says, well, no, because we've never been to the moon. Like, he says this. Like, jeez. Whoa, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody don't let him go out in public.
I know.
Shatner went to the moon in his 90s. Bob Dylan's 85 Sunday.
Hmm.
Tommy Chong is going to be 88 years old Sunday.
Oh, Tommy Chong.
Happy heavenly birthday today to Harvey Milk. Would have been 96 years old. Until Dan White shot him and killed him.
Yeah.
Damn it.
That was a sad story, I tell you.
He did a lot for San Francisco, Harvey Milk.
Not as much as Will Clark did, I'll tell you.
Matt Williams. Rod Beck, rest in peace.
Barry Bonds.
Dusty Baker.
Oh, Willie Mays.
Oh, yeah, well, that was a big one, Willie Mays.
Got McCovey if you want him.
Buster Posey. From Georgia.
This is the name game. Ring of Fire.
Oh, we had a game like this with just baseball players.
Name their
give what? A team, and then we would name everybody from the team
until you couldn't say anymore.
Yeah,
that was fun too.
Madison Bumgarner from Hickory.
God, he is. That's right.
Yeah, Matt Cain, Tim Lincecum. We'll just keep going and going.
Dave Dravecki.
Oh yeah.
Oh God, I don't want to be out. Panda Bear. Raphael Devers. Now they're going to kick us off.
I can't do anymore. Damn.
I got you on a Friday.
Who's Bochy?
Bochy.
Oh, my God.
God, Bochy was good. The beard. Got him.
Have fun this weekend. Be very safe. Always remember, if the good time goes bad, to call Rob, 864-CALL-ROB. And
we'll tell you where he lives. You can go to his house and just knock on the door.
People bring this up every year, and there's no need to be hateful about it. Like, if somebody says Happy Memorial Day, don't correct them and tell them they shouldn't say happy. I mean, if, you know,
yeah.
just say.
Just don't be a dick about it.
Yeah.
Just some like, of you love and relish the opportunity to do it, but don't.
Yes. And you just gotta, for the liberty and freedom that we have, just be take grateful. A moment out, or pull your kids together and say, kids, do you know why you gotta go to school today, or why I'm not working, or whatever it might be? This is why.
That was like, because the last day was Friday.
Well, I know, that's not a good example. They don't get Memorial Day off anymore because they're already out.
Yeah, it's the kickoff of summer, baby.
It's a solemn, solemn day, but, you know, be careful and enjoy it.
You slack-ass kids ought to be. It's only a half day today, so make them go. They should be there now already.
Bunch of jerk kids.
Yeah,
learn stay something. In school, you'll be parking cars at the well when people graduate.
Might, yeah, you'll graduate on time.
That's right. Not to say that those of you that park cars didn't graduate.
Yeah.
You probably did.
I'm sure.
Yes.
It's a hobby.
That's right.
Part-time.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend. We'll be back Monday. Tuesday.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. What is the other thing I say?
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
I have something to say.
One that number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.